leader.
Order, order. Question number 11. The Right Honourable Winston Peters. Order, order. 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 The Right Honourable Winston Peters, question number 11.
Boo.
Laughter and applause from the opposition benches for Winston Peters rising, still as a List MP, to ask a question of the Prime Minister John Key about spending promises he had made in the campaign for the Northland by-election, which resulted in a decisive victory on the night for the New Zealand First Leader.
If, as he said, the government would unveil these promises after the by-election, will he now categorise precisely what these promises are now that the by-election, thank heavens, is over?
Right, Honourable Mr. Speaker, the member should know Northland well enough to know what the priorities that the government is going to announce, huh?
Mr. Peters complained that the Prime Minister had not addressed his question, but the Speaker disagreed.
Mr. Speaker, my question was precisely...
Order! I've dealt with that. If it's a fresh point of order, I'll hear it. But if the member's going to trifle with the Chair... Order! Member will resume his seat. I've a very good mind to be asking the member to be leaving the chamber. Now, when I stand to my feet, the member resumes his seat. I have addressed the question as to whether that answer addressed the question. That is the end of that matter. I invite the member, if he's got a fresh point of order, to raise it. But if he's simply going to relitigate a ruling I've made, that will lead to disorder. Right, Honourable.
Question, Mr. Speaker. When an answer comes back that the minister, that the member for Northland does not support the policy promises, how can that possibly be the answer?
It wasn't. I'll hear from the
Speaker,
Right Honourable
I did not say that. I said, if the member does not support these priorities and was going through the list of things that actually is required in Northland, that the member I would have thought wanted to advocate for, I'm more than happy to talk about the government's agenda in Northland.
Adding to the confusion, there is no member for Northland. The vacancy in that seat, created by the resignation of National's Mike Sabin, can't be filled until after the return of the writs, set for the middle of April. But that didn't stem the flow of questions generated by the Northland campaign, including one from Mr. Key for his Minister for Economic Development, Stephen Joyce.
And actually, this government has invested more in New Zealand's roading network than virtually any other government.
Supplementary question, Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, has the Minister seen any reports of falling numbers? Numbers that would indicate in 2008 they may be 38%, in 2011 they may be about 28%,
order,
in 2004...
Order. There's no ministerial responsibility there.
Ministers, though, do have to take some responsibility for the climate. Here's Rhys Lyon.
The Minister for Climate Change Issues faced questions from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Will he submit an emissions reduction target to the UN by the March 31 deadline? And does he stand by his statement that New Zealand's net emissions are projected to increase 48% in the next decade?
That question was fielded on Climate Change Issues Minister Tim Gross's behalf by Environment Minister Nick Smith, who doubted Mr. Norman's numbers.
The 48% increase quoted in net emissions is notional and not real, because it assumes that when forests are harvested, all the CO2 is released as though the wood was immediately burnt. This, as the Minister pointed out at the time, is not a true figure, but an accounting anomaly which we are seeking to change through better rules in the negotiations.
But Russell Norman suggested the government's own policies were to blame for a failure to reach emissions targets.
Does he accept that the reason the government has struggled so far to come up with an emissions reduction target is because the government spent 6 years implementing policy which has resulted in increased net greenhouse gas emissions of 20% so far and a further 48% under the government's own projections?
Nick Smith said he stood by the government's record on climate change.
We came to government with a commitment that would meet our Kyoto Protocol obligations. This member said we never would. We have, and we've done so. This government set a target of a 5% reduction in rules in emissions by 2020. Advice from the Ministry for the Environment officials is we're on target to achieve that. I invite him to actually look at results.
Environment Minister Nick Smith answering questions on behalf of Climate Change Issues Minister Tim Grosser.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.